Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. It's a real pleasure to be with you this evening, and I hope that you'll enjoy my talk with Acaria, the great tribal rock group from here in Cincinnati, featuring vocalist, guitarist Wes Davidson and percussionist Liz Wu. We'll be talking about their upcoming performance at Fountain Square on Friday, June 27th at 7 p.m., and their latest EP, Isfio Glacies. Well, let's welcome to the Around Cincinnati microphones the group Acaria. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Hi, Ron.
All right, a pleasure to have you here with us tonight. Hey, let's talk briefly about this really good gig you guys have coming up on Fountain Square on Friday, June 27th at 7 o'clock. You're going to be opening up for Moon Taxi. So what's the Acaria live experience like?
Well, we're really excited. This is the first time we've played on Fountain Square for the Indie Friday Night series. And Kevin and Puck both... thanks to them for having us on the show for opening for Moon Taxi, and I'm excited to play it. But it's lots of drums, lots of guitar, lots of singing.
Liz, you've got quite the percussion set up.
Yes, I've got a custom-made kit built by a local drum maker, Leslie Watkins, fantastic guy who has taken the classical African dunes and put them in what they call ballet style, so basically given them feet so they sit up vertically like toms. So I've got something that resembles a traditional drum kit, but with all of the drums replaced by ethnic percussion. So it's a bunch of dunduns, a surdo drum, which is a Brazilian drum, djembe, a couple bongos, some cowbell stuff, and just other things that I can hit, and a small army to carry all of them.
We're going to be breaking out a new guitar setup at this show, too. I'm actually splitting my guitar signal into five different places. So one signal, it goes to your standard guitar amplifier. One signal goes right to the in-house. Then I have another guitar amp that kind of simulates a resonator guitar. And then I have another one that goes through a whole chain of effects that simulates a bowed bass or bowed cello. And then another one that goes through another bass amp that simulates an actual bass guitar.
That's going to be big-time sound out of two people.
Yeah.
All right, and that's... down at Fountain Square, Acaria, on Friday, June 27th at 7 o'clock, and they'll be opening for the group Moon Taxi. Hey, I bet you guys might be playing some songs from your latest EP, Isfio Glacies.
Yep, we definitely will, and we've got some new tunes as well that we're going to be trying out that night.
So, to my ear, this second EP in the trilogy, right, that you guys are doing?
Five of them.
Five, yeah. Okay, there's five of them. This one, you use some background vocalists. I think you call them your choir.
Yeah, the Acaria Choir.
And you use the bass player from the rock group The Flaming Lips.
Mm-hmm. Michael Evans.
On some tracks. And a little different sound on this one. I love some of the vocal effects. Oh man, that track, Sand Scribe.
Had not the waves of thought for taking, had not the same to some, the waves were breaking, had not the words enough to wash away and ruin everything. Don't understand what he thought he had been given, don't understand all his way.
Yeah, with Michael playing bass on that one, he really added another element to the melodic structure of the song.
That's exactly right. You could tell he's playing up, you know, higher up on the bass. And I'm hearing a lot of thunder from Liz on this recording.
We try to build an organic sound together, and rhythm is a huge part of our style. And for those who play guitar, they might notice that there's a lot of inner melodic workings within his chords. He plays in a lot of alternate tunings. And so a lot of the melodies are actually inside the harmonies. rather than just on top.
Right.
And so all that strumming there, sometimes we get feedback, oh, too much strumming. But the reason the strumming is there is because the melodies are inside the chords, and the movement of those notes inside the chords is actually where the melody is. And so for me to try to fit in with that, with all of the strumming patterns and the rhythmic structures, amounts to a lot of drum notes.
Well, it does. And also the hip thing about the way that you guys work together is there's very distinctive rhythmic patterns. Your drumming is as much a part of the composition as the melody and the vocal line, the parts that you play, right?
Absolutely. In fact, I try to bring melody into the drums and the drum parts. And the way the drums are tuned and the way the rhythms and the accents are placed on the different sounding drums is actually part of the melodic structure of the song.
We mentioned earlier you use like the Acaria choir. Nice use of, a larger vocal ensemble. Man, the Turtle and the Stone.
Yeah, that one and Seasick Lover, two of my favorite songs to date. Liz wrote the vocal parts on those songs for the choir.
Oh, cool.
It was really fun to be able to step back and watch that happen. So the ladies did a wonderful job.
Of interest to me as well was the last track on the CD, number 6, called Wake.
Maybe I'm lost the same as... Maybe I'm lost the same as ringing. Lady, she wishes away when. Lady, she wishes away when I'm falling.
Kind of a nice, gentle denouement, shall we say, to the rest of this recording, which is pretty punching in many ways.
Thank you.
Just kind of like a guitar, vocal, and Liz's spacious vibes, right?
Yeah, a lot of the appeal of this group for me is the vulnerability. And it was such, I don't want to say an aggressive album, but not too far off of
it. Yeah, it punches. Punches, and your vocalization is really on it, man.
Thank you. I thought it was important to at least get, you know, the closing number of that, of just complete vulnerability, where Liz really gets to shine on the vibraphones. I'm the clown with the guitar. She's the talent in the group, and she gets to really have a melodic voice, even more so than the drums with the vibraphones.
Well, I tell you what, I've always been a big fan, Liz, of the way that you use the vibraphone atmospherically.
Thank you so much.
Hey, we want to thank you all for coming by this evening and talking little bit about your latest EP, Esfio Glacies, number 2 of the soon-to-be 5 EP release, right?
Elemental Collection.
Elemental Collection.
This was Water.
Ah, okay, thank you. And remember, Acaria performing live at Fountain Square on Friday, June 27th at 7 p.m., opening up for the group Moon Taxi. For more information on the group Acaria, visit us on the web at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ron Esposito. Have a good night.